Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode 110 of the Self-Help Podcast. With me, Ed Lamb, and my pal, Sean Orford.
110?
Can you believe it?
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's related. My results of the week is a really good one, a really good video that I found related to age and aging.
Good.
So, just, I mean, we're not 110 years old yet.
just feel it there.
I just want to get a little nugget so people stay till the end, but it's a really good one, actually.
Good.
How you doing, Sean? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
We're getting close to the end of this audio course, aren't we?
Yeah.
Step 9 today, which titled in the book is Relativity, which is quite a bit out there.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one. People are getting close to the end of the process.
Well,
the real work begins now.
Yeah, right, yeah. Because I think that's it. It's the kind of thing, when people read the book, they say to me, they read the book through to the end, and then they think, okay, now I understand what I need to do. So they go back to the beginning and start doing the work properly.
Yeah.
You know, because if you think about it, we've been through a process, right? So that in the first steps, we were looking at letting go of the past, letting go of other people. Yeah. And step two, we're looking at self-love and being able to come to terms with the stuff that we've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Step three, turning into gratitude and getting like positive energy going to be in the present. Yeah. Step four, using tools of mindfulness, overcome rumination so that we can get onto the happy stuff.
Yeah.
Be good. Step five, learning to visualize and create the future that we want. Getting that kind of perfect future going.
Cool.
Step six, starting to harness the energy that we've got to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seven, looking at the effects of things like the law of reversed effort, making sure that we don't kind of get ourselves in a situation where we get kind of stuck in things. Yeah. And step eight, acknowledging our right, really, to kind of be there and to do what we need to do, to use the energies that we have to be where we need to be and where we want to be.
And that
includes money,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah, as we went through last week.
Yeah.
And we'll come on step nine.
Yeah. We're here right now, because step nine.
Yeah, and as regular listeners will know, you can access our book at no cost if you go to liveinthepresent.co.uk/secret. Head to that link now and hop on board. That will be there forevermore.
Yeah, maybe.
I wonder how long internet links will be around. I've got this little app called TimeHop, which I've mentioned loads of times. It sends me little daily reminders of what I was doing a year ago, 2 years ago, online. It was tweets and Facebook things.
Yep.
It's amazing how many links I click, those little short links, bit.ly dot links, that don't work anymore.
Yeah.
Little blog posts that have been deleted.
Yeah.
Or it's like, whoa. Yeah. It's tricky, isn't it, online, trying to create this archive that lasts forever.
I think one of the issues that we're going to have as a society is with things like photographs. People were taking them on hard copy.
Yep.
Now they're all digital.
Mm.
And people will lose whole albums.
Yep.
Whole areas of life.
Make sure you're backing stuff up, guys.
You got to.
Or print your best stuff still.
Yeah.
Because I just took a load in Northumberland on a holiday and I'm almost done editing the ones I'm happiest with. But I need to get a load printed off.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I only will ever really look at them on screen, but
good
to have those memories locked away in an app, physical.
Yeah, because that's something that you pass on to the next generation. Isn't it?
Mm.
You pass on to your kids. I've got photographs going back six generations, which is quite amazing.
Wow, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah,
amazing. All right, you've been up to much, Sean, this week?
I've been to York this week.
Ah.
Yeah,
nice spot of the world.
Yeah, lovely up there. Ree was away doing a course, so I thought, okay, I'll piggyback on this.
So I've only been once to York.
Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely.
It was when Will was really young, so we're pushing a pram around those coupled streets.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, like a big Chester's.
Yes.
Yeah. Betty's Tea Room, best macaroons in the world.
We did go to Betty's Tea Room. I didn't have a macaroon, I didn't realise at the time.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, beautiful little place. Yeah, no, I'm getting back into work big time as well. The sun's shining, incredible heat wave we're having here in the UK, which is pretty groovy. Tricky to sleep at night, but
hey, yeah, no, it's good.
We're never happy as Brits, are we? It's too hot.
It's too cold. It's too wet. It's too dry. It's windy.
Let's do this week.
Yeah,
I've mentioned the link already. But you can go to the website, the main website, to get the show notes and links and the blog post which Sean will write in relation to this one.
Yep.
Step 9 in the book is titled Relativity, and this follows on from a bit of money work we did last week. This is about kind of...
Yeah, so following that process right through, if you come through from step 1 right up to step 9, the issue is, okay, if you have managed to clear the past or you're on your way there, mm-hmm. you're into your present and you're starting to create what you want. The issue is, it comes down to the what do you want? What do you really, 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 really want?
Yeah, and there's this question that actually gets asked almost in every chapter and step one for sure. So it's like, I was reading it thinking, well, people might think of it as, you know, I haven't made any progress yet in the book, but, well, we should be in a better place by now to answer that question.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I think it takes a long time to... the sort of panoramic view of life where you can see everything, and how do you get that focus down to something that you can actually do and you can actually achieve? Because once you achieve one thing, that's your successful foundation that you build on for the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the things it says in the book, so it must be true, is that an aeroplane is 90% of the time it's off course. You know, because the wind is blowing it off course, and the pilot's job is to keep correcting, or the autopilot, whoever's doing it, is to keep it on course, because the wind is going to perpetually blow it off course all the time. So it's a correction back.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's what it's like when we're doing this stuff. You know, we're heading out, offering life. We're trying to achieve what we want. We're trying to get there. We're focused on where we're going. But the winds and the emotions of ourselves and other people, you know, the economy, whatever, are going to be blowing us off course all the time. We have to keep correcting and doing things to make sure we stay on focus where we're going.
Mm.
And that it is such a powerful thing to realise, because the amount of people that head off in a direction and then get blown somewhere completely different and then miss it.
It's a good analogy. Yeah. Sure. Hats off to you. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother-in-law is a pilot as well, so yeah.
Yeah, same thing with a plane. Yeah. With a plane, with a boat, with a anything. Anything that is subject to currents, to wind streams.
There's a quote that you wrote in the book as well. Life is the journey from birth to death that only has meaning when we give it purpose.
Yeah.
Which is a nice one, I thought.
Yeah. And it's like Confucius, there's a quote in there from Confucius says that people have to have somewhere to go.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be a purpose in life, there has to be a meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the meaning is I'm going to go and sit at the end of the garden and meditate all day, it's my meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's when I'm wandering around scratching my head with no meaning.
Yeah, and the beauty of humanity is that if we all had the same dreams and goals, we'd be scuppered, because we need all these huge variety of things to propel us all forward, don't we?
Hmm.
Stimulation. Yeah, so don't be living out someone else's dream.
Yeah, but that's a good one, isn't it? Because how many of us become what we become because of what our parents, society, religion, culture, education told us we ought to be?
Yeah.
How many times does a teacher say to a child, you need to, and then they get stuck in this kind of rut of, well, that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
As opposed to genuinely looking at yourself and saying, okay, what do I really, really want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would make me happy? And it is the issue for me about if you wake up in the morning and the first feelings that you have are like, woo, and you're out of bed because there's things that you want to do, there's things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're in the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you wake up in the morning and you're thinking, oh my God. Yeah, you're in the wrong place, mm-hmm. and you need to do something about it. Yeah, you're never going to create success and happiness and fulfillment if your life is like that.
Yeah, indeed, there's no goal too small or too big. And I'm just wondering how, because it's a scary world at times we live in, isn't it? There's some stuff going on recently, which I don't want to mention directly, because I don't want to give it any energy, and I think it's had enough news time as it is. Not that the people have died, so, you know, it deserves news. But at the same time, what about those folks that are up to no good in our eyes. Because they're doing good work in their eyes, aren't they? The things they're doing. They're doing God's work and all that stuff. And I'm not just talking about what's going on in Tunisia. Because there's issues on both sides of the fence. In America, stuff going on, and in Britain. But what about people that are really setting us back and they're waking up thinking they're doing the right thing? How do we get to those? How do we communicate with them?
I think that that goes back to the law of allowing.
Yeah.
That we were talking about, I think it's about step five, something like that, where we're looking at the idea of, because the mad people are mad, or the mad people have taken over the asylum, we don't have to join them. Yeah, there is an issue in human society of allowing people to be what they need to be. Obviously, it's better if they're being what they need to be away from where we are.
Yeah.
And if people want to create a particular state which is run on a certain set of beliefs, well, good luck and get on with it. I hope you enjoy it. Yeah, the issue is I don't want to be compelled into being something that I don't want to be, whether that is by a teacher, whether it's by religion or culture, you know, society. I want to fulfil myself.
Yeah.
And that's the bit that's important, is we have to look within ourselves. If you look at any disruption in a society, if in our community here, maybe there's a few hundred thousand people living on the Wirral, is that if you just had four or five people that were out doing burglaries every night, it would feel like, you know, the world's full of burglars. Actually, there's only five people. And if you put those five people in a prison somewhere, then the burglars would stop, or other people would come along and do them. But it's usually the people that disrupt society and disrupt the world are very few.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without being too political, the issues of Bush and Blair and what they did in the Middle East is two men who drove something which has an enormous effect.
Mm.
So, like, a few people can have a huge effect on all of us.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's us, A, standing up for right, I suppose, if that is how we see it. But also it's the law of allowing, because mad people need to be mad. You know that idea that the poor will always be with us and the mad people always be with us and all the fanatics and the loonies, they'll always be there.
Yep.
Our issue is how do we focus on that and deal with that for ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how does that affect us and our fulfilment of what we need to do?
Right, yeah, and then the two guys you mentioned, Bush and Blair, they rose to power. You know, they had a help along the way, and Bush and his family have been in power for generations. In fact, Jeb Bush is up for, well, he's having a shot at the presidency again, isn't he?
Yeah.
We all have the ability. Everyone listens to this has the ability to rise to that level of power. So it's like, when you get there, what are you going to do?
But it's one of those things. We talked about money, and money is a magnifying glass that allows you to be bigger. So if you're a bad person, money makes you a bigger bad person.
Yeah.
But money and power run together. So, like, if you're a bit off the wall and you get loads of power, then you can be really off the wall.
Mm.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing, isn't it? So it's sort of power and money just magnify people's natural talents, abilities, problems.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Where are we up to?
We're looking at the idea of, at this point, so you're losing the plot.
I've got
right?
well off to yeah. talk there.
is we're looking at the issue of, having done the work through the programme up to now, it's like, okay, what is it that you're doing with your life? What is it that you're doing? What do you want to do? And it's like, it's making sure you don't let the past stop you. You don't let your fears of the future inhibit you. You actually focus on what you want. And like the guy flying the plane or the captain in the boat, you understand that you're going to be blown off course, but you keep correcting. You keep focusing back, which is a daily issue, isn't it?
Indeed it is.
If people have been developing the habits through the programme here, then in the morning they get up, they do the morning focus, they focus on the day, so that they're pulling back on course.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they live their day checking it mindfully as they go along. At the end of the day, they do the evening review in the toolkit, they review what they've done. Again, we're going back on course, pulling back on course.
Do your journal for the day, write down the good stuff that's gone on.
Yeah.
Which I'm a few days behind mine, but...
But all those things keep the rudder in the right place.
Yeah.
Keep us where we're going, because it's easy to drift off. You know, you nod off to sleep and suddenly you're going in a completely different direction. Whoa, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was rowing a boat in Northumberland recently as well. That's exactly the same, actually.
Yep.
You just think, you stop rowing, you'll stay where you are. But I was very quickly, I was like going into the reeds and getting shouted at. again. Row, row, daddy.
I think that that is a really, really good example, because very often we think that by doing nothing, we're not having an effect, or we're not being affected. But to do nothing has as many consequences as doing something.
Yeah.
Because there's always a result of what we do, and not doing is a form of doing.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it? Yeah, it's impossible to do nothing.
Yeah, so you're in the game. You're in the game whether you like it or not. So if you're in the game, you might as well play it, and you might as well play it to the best ability that you can, so that you can get to the end of the journey. I love it when, because I do terminal work inevitably, but I love it when I'm with people who are getting to the end of life's journey with that smile on their face going, woo, that was a good one.
And looking back with real good.
Yeah, as opposed vibes. To looking back thinking, oh, why didn't I, and I should have, all that kind of stuff. But it's getting to this point where we're focusing and saying, okay, if I could do anything at all I want to do, this is what I do. And then going for it, getting your rudder set, off you go.
And even if you don't quite make it there, you had fun trying.
Yeah, and maybe you get 80% of the way there, 90% of the way there, 50% of the way there, doesn't matter. It's going where you want to go.
Yeah, the fulfilment is in the doing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think there is a very big issue. I put a quote in the book, a Bob Dylan quote from a song where the phrase is, he who is not busy being born is busy dying. And for me, that's so vital, is that if you wake up every day in the newness of life, getting on with things, then you're creating. If you get to the point where it doesn't matter, you're in decline.
Yeah,
and you see it, don't you? You see people retire, or they get to a point where they kind of flick the switch off, and you can see them heading for the exit. They're kind of winding down, and they're going.
Yeah.
They're not engaged in life anymore.
Mm.
You know, but I see that happening to people at 35, you know, let alone age.
Sure, yeah, no, age is no barrier to that. No. Yeah, my grandparents are good examples of that. I mean, they're separated, but my grandma, you know, man, she's a legend. She just had an eye operation, actually. And I spoke to her on the phone the day after it. She's cool. She's got an eye patch on. But she was talking about how... She said, oh, Ed, you can borrow my car if you want, anytime you want. And I was like, oh, how long are you going to be off the road for, Grandma? I was thinking she was going to say, like, 3-4 months. She's like, oh, I'm seeing the specialist next week, so I'm hoping to be driving again then. She's 86.
Yeah. She's great.
So, yeah, I'm same with Grandpa. He's, fully retired, but he's still driving to and from France to this little getaway he's got there. He's in his late 80s as well, and he's always going to London to see shows, and he's getting up, just enjoying it, man.
Yeah.
Getting out and about so much.
Yeah. I like Bob Proctor, who he must be in his late 70s now. But when he was about 72, he's doing a programme, and he's saying, I've got so much energy, and people keep telling me, and you need to slow down, Bob, you need to slow down. And he said, what do you mean I've got more energy than most 22-year-olds here? I've got stuff to do. And he's saying, you don't need to slow down. What you need to do is calm down and speed up. You know, get stuff done, but do it calmly. Don't get in a frazzled state about it. You know, here's a good example of someone who's kept on course, you know, just adjusted to keep him going.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, isn't he? Good old Bob. There's a lot of consistency and persistence we've just talked about and all that. And it's also in terms of surrounding yourself with positive things, isn't it? Not just, well, people, the books and the films and the DVDs you're watching, the courses. Obviously, everyone's listening to this podcast, which is a fantastic start. Would you not say, Sean?
I'd say. you know, when you said earlier on about, I don't really want to get into the news stuff.
Yes.
And so many people, when they get on this route of wanting to create the positive... People say, you know, I don't really listen to the news anymore because they don't want to be kind of negativized by what's going on. I think it is the issue. We need to stay informed. We don't need to be inundated. You need to be aware of what's going on in the world, but you need not to allow it to kind of pollute the water of your mind.
Yeah, it's a tricky balance, that one, because we need to know what's going on in all these scary stories that you see, because we need to find solutions to fix them, don't we?
Yeah.
We can't just ignore it completely.
Yeah, we are either a part of the problem or a part of the solution.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you can't be neutral.
The American accent.
Yeah, I was helping you out there.
And just study it. Well, we talk about studying your life and recording it, which I've talked about in the journal.
Yeah.
But the shift in paradigm is tricky, isn't it? But by now, step 9.
Yeah.
people should be getting close to being ready to...
Yeah, or like, I think it is that thing of like, okay, having got to this point, and certainly when we finish off in the next episode, that people may well feel, okay, I've been through this, now I need to go back to number one again. And it could be that you go back to the number one in this sort of podcast, you go back in the book, and having thought about it, you go back and you do it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or you do it for real, you know, yeah, that kind of thing. And sometimes, especially with step one, the letting go, you might have to visit that another 20 times yet before you've cleared enough stuff to be free to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that issue about nothing's too big, nothing's too small. There's no rules about how long it does be too quick or too slow. Yeah, it's about what works for you. Yeah, this is about you waking up in the morning with a smile on your face, feeling good.
Yep.
It's about you creating goodness around you. You feeling happy, and because you feel happy, other people feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And on that basis, my philosophy, I saw this printed on my gravestone, is that it's dead simple. If we all look after each other, the world's okay.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the most obvious and simple thing. But if everybody that's listening to this made sure they looked after somebody today, you know, the world would change.
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
There's a, I can't remember where I saw it. Someone, I think it was a comedian or something, had died, and on the gravestone, is it the epitaph? The bit, like, it's just kind of it sums up his life, and it was just two words, and it said, "Don't try," on his gravestone. And he was, he kind of written about it before he died, so people knew what it was about.
Mm.
But it was more, not so much as in don't put the effort in, but find the place in your life where you don't need to try, where work comes effortlessly, you know?
Yeah.
We all have these different skills and talents, don't we?
Yeah.
That's a lot of us are just born with.
Mm.
And it might not be like the fastest person in the world, or the best racing driver, or the best footballer. Talent might be, in your eyes, much smaller than that. But once you find it, you don't need to try, do you? And it just comes. Mm. All this energy will just come.
Don't try, just be.
Yeah.
And so it's just being who you are. And genuinely being who you are.
Mm-hmm. But are we human beings or human doings?
Well, I'd go for the beings, but I think a lot of us avoid being by doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it's a bit like some people wake up in the morning and they have to have noise, so they turn on, you know, radio, television, you know, some kind of broadcast material, which then means that they don't have to think.
Yeah,
it blanks out the world. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't listen to media, because it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But we also need to have that time when we can be being rather than doing.
And do you need to check your sources there? Because I'm sure there's a quote in the book that says, "We are human doings, not human beings."
No. The thing is, the problem is we're human doings and not human beings.
Right. Shall I get this? I'm going to get this quoted for you right now. Oh, no. I've shut it down. Hey, ho. Yeah. I'm going to show you something later and you'll cringe. You'll go, "Oh, no, I've made a fool of myself. Again."
No, we have to be human beings, not human doings.
Right. I've obviously
you mean that. You've misprinted this?
Yeah, it could be my fault.
There'll be a legal case here.
Can you imagine flipping a reprint number, however many? We need to check how many we've got, actually, how many copies left. It's definitely in step 9. We can let our readers decide.
Yes, okay. Everyone, your homework for this week is to go and read step 9.
While Sean is finding that and putting the world, or making me look like a fool, I'm going to talk about my resource of the week, which I'm always mentioning YouTube videos, aren't I? But it's another one. I can't remember the name of the channel or the guys that have done it, but it's this couple. There must be a couple. They recorded themselves having prosthetics put on, making them age like 15 or 20 years at a time.
Well,
and then looking in the mirror, and they spent a lot of money on it, obviously, because it was amazing, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Up to the age of 100. And there's this couple, and they were seeing themselves age, and then the girl gets really upset, and she's crying almost, but loving it as well, because they can see each other aging beautifully, and they're trying to imagine what had gone on in that last 20 years.
You can do that on a computer, can't you? You can age yourself up.
I will look that up, but it's amazing. One of these things I found out of the blue on my time on YouTube, and I suggest everyone else has a little look at it. It's beautiful. Have you got resource of the week, Sean? I take it you didn't find that.
No, I can't see that. We'll argue about that after.
Hey, no, you were right. Bombshell, I found it. You are not a human doing.
You are a human being.
You are a human being.
See, I'm not mad.
I was convinced.
But you could be.
Yeah.
Now, my resource for the week is an app, and there's loads of things like this. Like the one I've got here is Mind Maple.
Yeah, I was going to say that typo, but it's Mind Maple.
Yeah, and it's an app that I use on iPad, which is like mind mapping. And very often when you're trying to layer this stuff out and you're trying to work out what you want to do and that kind of stuff, to lay out as a mind map, so it's like an overview of what you're looking at, is a really powerful way to do it, I think. So yeah. I get lots of people doing different kinds of mapping like that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Look that one up.
Yeah.
Like it. All right. Chapter 10 next week of 10.
It's the big one.
Which is titled The Work.
I call it The Work.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is about, well...
You have to wait and see.
Getting out there.
Yeah. Down lower.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what we're going to do after that. I mean, whether we're going to summarise a little bit or move on once the course is done.
The thing I'd like to do is I'd like us to get some people in.
Yes.
Steve.
Some case studies.
Yes, and, you know, David. A few people in who've actually done this stuff and they've worked on their lives with it.
Yeah.
And it would be useful to listen to some people that actually experienced it and what have they done with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, no, we've been speaking to a few guys that we know.
Yeah, people that'd be okay to come on and have a chat.
Cool, that'd be good.
Yeah, it's real stuff.
That'd be beautiful. All right, next week we're going to finish off the online course. And in the meantime, go to livingthepresent.co.uk, check out all the show notes and links, all the previous archive versions. If you're just new to the show, dive into the full course or start from episode one. I know some people that have just got in, just found the podcast and they've emailed me. And they're like, all right, I'm up to episode 15.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Excited that they've got all this stuff to go. Which I know because I've listened to podcasts where I know I'm at the start, but then you get to get to the end and you're like, oh, God, what now?
Yeah.
But there's a new one coming every week. You're lucky devils.
How lucky are you?
All right, should we go?
Yeah, that's good.
And everyone have a good week.
And you. And you have a good day. You're working hard today, aren't you?
I always do. Until late at the moment. But hey, yeah.
All right, you take care.
See you guys.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.